tell me what you're up to, man. Give me the scoop, man. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm just, you know, well, like I said in my opening text message, we are 4 or 5 years ahead of the game, right?
Right, right. We were talking about this.
I saw this whole thing coming like an avalanche, and we're at the bottom of the hill, but that's because we don't waste a bunch of time with reality TV and other nonsense, man. Got our intellectual resources focused on what matters as opposed to, you know, whatever else is going on out here that doesn't affect us in any meaningful way, right?
Man, you give me too much credit. And I think you're among the first people I heard the term bread and circus from those years ago.
Heard the term what now?
Bread, like a loaf of bread, and circus.
Uh-huh.
Bread and circus, like the circus animal.
Oh, okay.
That term, because I've been using that since we had those discussions, man, those years ago. And I'm not ashamed to say, you know, when I'm in the company of somebody that knows more than I do, or that's able to bring it out. I mean, I know we all possess a certain amount of intellect, each of us, right? And it's just a matter of bringing it out. And you brought a lot of things to my attention, man, in those conversations we had. And I'm so glad to hear, man. I'm blushing right now, man, because I'm so glad to hear from you, bro. Because I value your insight on everything that we've discussed, and you're right. And I give you the credit for actually bringing this stuff to my attention those years ago that we saw this coming.
Oh yeah, man. I mean, well, one of the ways you know you're on the right path is nobody's listening to you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's listening to me, man. And I'm not getting any engagement, but I'm not too concerned about that anymore.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you're attempting to do the right thing or put the right information out there, man, you're going to be ignored unless you put it in some kind of a silly package. Like, have you ever heard of this musician named Thundercat?
Yeah, I heard of Thundercat.
Man, this dude is literally the next Roger Troutman, and he might bring that, you know, just that element of music back to the rest of the world, but he's doing it with a clown's face on, man. It's a trip.
Seriously? What?
Man, I mean, I've never heard of... I was watching the dude at 2 o'clock this morning, and he was putting that fire down, man. But my man was wearing big old goofy glasses like you could buy at Disneyland.
Yeah.
And he just had on, like, this swap meet Gucci crap, man, that didn't make any sense at all. But I'll send you the track later, man.
Yeah, send
your
that.
Your boy's cold, man.
Send that to me, man.
Yeah, your boy.
I've been working on stuff like that too, on my end. I don't know if I told you these apps I'm using, but definitely send that to me, please, man. Because I'm looking at, you know, Dame Funk was kind of doing the same type of thing, but not so much in a clown suit or anything like that. But it's that he's gone into a foray of music that we've previously had known about, and I think he's bringing it back to the forefront too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm up on that one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, but the last time we talked, I've actually, and as a matter of fact, I'm waiting on a delivery of a book today. Was about Khalid Muhammad that just came out, and I was surprised at how fast it was scheduled to get here. They must have had a bunch of them They had a bunch of them in the local. Okay, I'll tell you what I got. It's the book of Khalid, and please forgive me if I butcher the pronunciation. I'm just horrible because I've been stuck in this system construct forever. But it's a book that was written by Malik Zulu Shabazz, who was actually, I believe, he was the attorney and counsel of the new Black Panther Party. I also got a book.
All right. I
also picked up a book by David E. Robinson called The UCC Connection. You know, about the UCC, Uniform Commercial Codes, and how to free yourself from tyranny. Because I'm approaching things from a Moorish American concept, the standpoint of the Moorish divine movement and that concept, and I'm seeing pretty much everything from those glasses now. I mean, pretty much everything, because I've suffered, and I think from when we talked, you pretty much could relate to what I was experiencing, that I was going through a change in paradigm, man. I was in my life, because I'm seeing all these things that are happening, and I've happened to notice that I was on an improper standing.
Yeah.
You know, that we're not citizens as we think we are, because okay, go ahead. It sounds like you want to explain. No. Go ahead, break it down, because I'm pretty sure we're on the same page, brother.
You know what, man? I think people take this the wrong way when I put it out in text on chat lines and stuff.
Right.
Because I don't comment on YouTube anymore. I'm not really in social media anymore, man. But okay, so there's an organization. It's called Black Lives Matter. Mm. But the truth about the matter is, right now, black lives are absolutely contextual.
Boom.
Right?
Right. Right.
Yeah, in real time, at this moment, our lives are contextual. So, meaning, like, if right now, if you were participating in your former occupation, all smooth and good, right?
Yeah.
Smooth and good.
Right.
But you know, when you're off duty, man, wow, you can just get caught out there in the wrong unless, you happen to come across somebody that you already know.
Yeah, but not to seem paranoid or anything like that, you have to understand, when I went into that profession, I got hired on as a lawsuit had ended, a class action lawsuit that involved department employees, half of which were sworn employees, the other half were civilians. And they actually prevailed. Okay. They actually prevailed in the lawsuit. So I was one out of roughly 3,000 candidates, and I was among the only black faces there, certainly the only one that got selected to the academy. Certainly started at pre-academy, and I got my picture in the paper. They got my photo in the paper, and I was on the front and at the front desk of the classroom. So you know full damn well I was being watched throughout the entirety of my career, from the time that I came in and first filled out the application. And so, you know, because you got to understand, I went in during the era of Rodney King, post Rodney King. I was looking for my first house in the same city that they had the first trial in. As a matter of fact, I have been to that court physically before, you know, after all that happened. But I've worked with deputies that used to work at that courtroom, that courthouse, et cetera. So what I'm saying to you is, even though people were telling me that they weren't watching me, on the one hand, people were telling me that I had the department by the balls, right? That I could do no wrong. But then on the other hand, there are people that are watching me every step, every single step, especially when I went through the county commission proceeding, when I proved them wrong in an instance where I ended up using force on somebody. So what they tried to do was flip it over backwards and say that I was overbearing and using unnecessary force. And they tried to decertify and terminate me. But fortunately, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Oh, well, no, I didn't mean to imply that you still wasn't on a slippery slope, because we all know that even once you achieve that level,
right?
Oh, man, your position there is different. I mean, it's just that, you know, as long as everything is going well, you good.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't take it as such. I just wanted to offer that clarification. Because I got a prospective audience out there, even though I have like a big goose egg at the top of the screen, but that's okay. I'm not going to trip on that. Because I've had people over the years, again, since we last talked, that tell me offline to keep doing what I'm doing, and that they watch me and they see it, but they don't actually click the likes for whatever reason. So I don't know if it's too provocative of what I talk about. I don't know if it's too real for people to understand. I've come to the acceptance that I just need to keep on pushing. So I am.
Right. you know what? When I saw your mic, when I saw your mic rig, I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've just been wanting to do this for so long. Even when we last talked, man, it's just I won't say it was a courage thing. It's just I just don't know how I'm going to react. It's just an extreme thing, but you know, I don't like hate mail. I don't do well in the sandbox with people that want to give me problems. I'll just leave it at that.
I got you. You ain't never gonna get that LA out you, bro. They can dig your body up 1,000 years from now and look at your DNA and say, yeah, this black man right here was from Los Angeles.
So, yeah, how you been, man? What's going on? I mean, it's just amazing.
You know what? I mean, it's all about knowing who to pay attention to, man. That's all.
Right.
I mean, everybody got to learn how to read these tea leaves, bro.
Read the tea leaves.
I'm not trying to come off like I'm a sage or anything like that, man, but 1993, I saw there was no more black leaders coming. First of all, Minister X and Dr. King had already set the bar way high.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you touched on it earlier. One of the main things that black folks have messed up in this country is too many of us think we're actually citizens. That's never going to be true. We're people that are allowed to stay here and pay taxes and maybe even flourish in you know, by God's grace, right?
Right.
You know,
right.
If everything lined up, you might even get something out the deal.
All right. So there you have it. Just a conversation with a good friend that called into the show last night as I was just beginning to get things together and getting started with the concept of learn more truth. It's more than a concept. It's actually a way of being for me as I've come into this increased measure of consciousness. And I hope you enjoyed the presentation on this podcast today. And we'll be back to do it again soon here on this MLK weekend. And I'm your host, Bobby Day. Talk to you later. Peace. Thank you.